Now, the latest showbiz news.
From Australia to Hollywood.
The Big Show Entertainment Report with Jayden Forster.
Good morning, Jayden Forster. How I have missed you.
Oh, it's great to be back, PT. Good morning.
And good morning to you. And we awake this morning. I know it wasn't the subject matters that we were going to talk about, one of them anyway, but very sad with the news that the Queen has passed away this morning.
Oh, absolutely. I went to bed last night about 10-ish, and rather ironically, I guess you could say, I was actually checking in with somebody who's sort of been struggling with their mental health at the time when the notification from the BBC sort of flashed up on my phone, and I looked at it and I thought, geez, this does not look good. I think in the morning we might be waking up to some pretty bad news. And sadly we have. I remember lining up for about 3 hours or so back in Federation Square here in Melbourne like 8 years or so ago or something to see her for the very first time. And I just remember the uncanny sort of level of love and admiration for it. It was like nothing I'd seen before, nothing complete, sort of something completely different to what we see for, say, celebrities and rock stars or movie stars. But I guess, you know, she was the ultimate celebrity. And unlike a lot of those people, she stuck to her word right to the very end. So yep. Just simply the best, simply the best.
Absolutely. One hell of a woman, that is for sure. And speaking of great women, Judith Durham was one of those out front of the Seekers for so, so many years. She was given a state memorial. Sadly, it wasn't broadcast on free-to-air TV, and I'm a bit disappointed in that, Jayden Forster. We've got so many free-to-air channels. One of them surely could have been freed up for that state memorial for Judith, but it didn't happen. But there's a new track from the Seekers that's racing up the charts.
Yes, indeed, that they actually debuted at that particular memorial called Carry Me. Believe it or not, it was a song that Bruce Woodley started writing some 20-odd years ago, and they only completed it rather recently. I think they sent it to Judith a couple of months ago for her to listen to, obviously in pretty poor health at the time. But yeah, it's going gangbusters at the moment. We'll have a little bit of a listen to it here if people haven't heard it already. This is the new song from The Seekers called Carry Me.
On wings so high, I will be set free, and your love will carry me. As I walk these broken roads, close to the borderline, I know I'm not alone. When it comes my time to shine, you carry me.
It really is a beautiful and endearing song, Jayden Forster.
Oh, absolutely. And it's distinctively, sort of unmistakably Seekers. You know it's them when you hear that song. And that went out on that particular night. They released it the next day after the memorial, and it went to number one on the iTunes charts then. And I just had a look before I come on the air with you, and it is still number one on the iTunes charts above Elton John and Britney Spears, Lizzo and Harry Styles. So just brilliant, brilliant stuff. Almost 60 years since they made their debut. Simply amazing.
Yeah, Judith Durham, may she rest in peace. The hunt is on for a replacement for Tracy Grimshaw on A Current Affair. Bring back Ray Martin, I say. Come on.
Maybe not. But, it's an internal search, and I think really Sylvia Jeffries or Layla McKinnon are probably in the box seat. Deborah Knight may be in the mix, but I think not, and Karl Stefanovic is definitely not in the mix.
Thank God.
I mean, yeah, a lot of people will be saying that too. But, it's really anybody's for the taking, essentially. The reality of the format of the show is that you are really only on the air for about 5 minutes, and people don't really watch it for the hosts. They watch it for the content. So it's really anybody's game.
Well, my vote is Layla McKinnon. She's filled in many, many times, and I think she does a great job. So there you go.
Yeah, I agree.
Just quickly to wrap up, we've been hearing the falsehoods about the accusations against Ricky Martin by his nephew. Ricky Martin is now filing a lawsuit against his nephew because of those false accusations.
Yeah, and it's a whopper. He's in search of nearly $30 million in compensation. A lot of money for endorsement deals that he says that he has lost as a result of that nephew going public with those allegations, particularly the ones surrounding him being in a relationship with his nephew, among various other things. And Ricky, in this lawsuit that was filed yesterday, has actually said that the nephew is trying to, quote, assassinate his reputation. He's apparently been messaging him constantly on Instagram with threats, allegedly vowing not to stop unless Ricky puts up the cash. So, and there's a wide range of other things that have been mentioned in this claim, but they're the main ones. So Ricky wants compensation. I guess we'll watch with interest to see how that one plays out over the next couple of months.
As always, great to catch up with you, Jaden Forster, with the Big Show Entertainment Report here at 3BA. Have a great weekend, a great week ahead, and we'll talk to you next Friday.
Catch you then. Thank you, PJ.